moving on to 3D printing now. It's been hailed as revolutionary. So far, it's been mostly limited to small objects like figurines. But as a trade fair in Shanghai shows, we could soon be living and working inside printed buildings too.
Round and round and round it goes. Layer by layer, this 3D printer makes vases and lampshades ornate and pretty. At a cost of $500 to $1,000, gadgets like this are a hobbyist's dream. They fit on a desk and print out models quickly and for cheap.
The printer brings the best effect by using plastic and carbon fiber materials. We are now developing 3D printers that can use flour to make pancakes. Users can make cartoon-shaped pancakes for children.
Breakfast food might be a niche market for 3D printers. A look around the Shanghai event clearly shows that household items and decorations are in demand. Then again, for some, it is less important what someone prints, but that they print.
A 3D printer can enable users to make small toys and decorations. It is interactive and can train children's creativity and practical abilities. That's different from just buying toys.
Making toys instead of just playing with toys. But 3D printing is no longer just a gimmick for hobbyists. Thousands of miles away, the Dubai Future Foundation just moved into their new offices completely made by a 3D printer.
Why 3D printing? Because it makes sense in terms of cost, in terms of time saving, in terms of efficiency. And we really believe that this technology will revolutionize the construction development sector. I won't be surprised if in 20 years down the road, whole cities will be 3D printed.
The technology has some important advantages over traditional building techniques. The cement used is fast curing. A module like the one used in Dubai is printed in a day. And irregular shapes can be made, allowing architects to explore new ideas. There are limits, of course. Most large buildings, including skyscrapers, need a steel skeleton, and that cannot be 3D printed, at least not yet.